Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 14th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
3 weeks ago, the Irish Prison Service issued an urgent drug alert to all prisons.
Mass overdose incident at Portlaoise Prison and the most complained about companies in Ireland revealed. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, one person is in a critical condition following a mass overdose incident at Portlaoise Prison. 10 inmates were taken to hospital after a white powder was discovered there yesterday. News Talk's Aidan Delaney reports.
The prisoners were taken to Midlands Regional Hospital after the drug was discovered. Nine of them are described as being in a serious condition, with another person believed to be in a critical state. A quantity of white powder has been sent for analysis, with a result expected sometime this morning. 3 weeks ago, the Irish Prison Service issued an urgent drug alert to all prisons due to an analysis conducted by the HSE's National Drug Treatment Centre Laboratory, which confirmed the presence of a nitazine-type drug in prisons. Nitazine has been associated with previous overdoses, one of those proving fatal. Officials are waiting on the results of the analysis test before confirming what the substance is in this case.
Air and Ryanair are the most complained about companies to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Queries and complaints to Ireland's consumer watchdog increased by 18% in the first 6 months of the year. Many of the complaints related to vehicles and transport, telecommunications and holidays. Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications with the CCPC, says there's been a significant increase in calls in the first half of the year.
You know, we've seen a very big increase in calls over the first half of the year, and we think that shows that consumers are more aware of their consumer rights and that they're empowered to like take action when something goes wrong. I mean, ultimately, I think for a lot of consumers, they want to get what they've paid for and they want to know where their rights are. And so they get in touch with us just for that little bit more confidence before they go and make the complaint directly to the business.
The US Secretary of State has postponed his trip to the Middle East just days before planned ceasefire talks. Anthony Blinken has delayed his journey because of uncertainty about the situation there. Hamas has confirmed they won't be at talks on Thursday. It's rumoured Hezbollah and Iran are poised to attack Israel to avenge the assassinations of two of their leaders. Ehud Barak is a former Israeli prime minister.
We are prepared. We are thankful to the Americans, to the British government, to the governments of neighboring countries who are very generously deployed to help Israel to block such an attack.
20 million cancer survivors across Europe are being discriminated against in accessing financial services like loans, mortgages and health insurance. Currently, in many EU countries, including Ireland, cancer survivors must declare their previous diagnosis to financial institutions. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
The study published today in The Lancet Oncology shows that on average up to a quarter of those living beyond their cancer in Europe are unable to access appropriate financial services, including life assurance, mortgages and travel insurance. In January 2016, France became the first country in the world to introduce the right to be forgotten, which specifies that long-term cancer survivors don't have to share medical information with a financial institution about their cancer diagnosis after a delay of 5 years without reoccurrence. Seven other European countries have taken similar legal measures to counter financial discrimination against cancer survivors. A self-regulatory code of conduct was introduced by the financial insurance industries in a number of other European countries, including Ireland, but it's not legally binding.
Estate agents say they expect property prices to increase by an average of 4.5% over the next 12 months. That's one of the findings from a new report from the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland. 3 in 4 agents report low stock levels, with almost half saying the lack of supply is driving their prices up. Vice President of the SCSI, Gerard O'Toole, outlines an affordability scenario they carried out to highlight the problem.
We looked at the commuter belt, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow, together with Cork and Galway. And we looked at average earning couple with an aggregated total salary of about 107,000, looking to buy a new 3-bedroom property with a 10% deposit. There was an affordability deficit in 4 of those locations. The only affordable area was, in fact, Meath.
More people will be sentenced in the UK today over their involvement in the riots that broke out across the country earlier this month. Over 1,000 people have been arrested in connection to the disorder which followed the deaths of three girls in Southport. Misinformation about the 17-year-old suspect led to widespread rioting, with mosques and hotels housing asylum seekers being targeted. Leila, who attends a mosque in Liverpool, says everyone is now being extra vigilant.
Mosque leaders have been, you know, sleeping over at a lot of these mosques. They've had police patrolling around the area. You know, people doing shifts within the mosques as well, 24 hours.
In entertainment news, James Corden has given an update about filming for the final episode of Gavin and Stacey. It was revealed in May the series would return for one last time this Christmas. The 45-year-old says that he was off to Barry Island and would be at the seaside resort for the next 7 weeks. The last special ended on a cliffhanger for Smithy's response to Nessa's proposal. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal have banned 24 supporters for abusive and discriminatory behaviour, including racism and assault, at their ground and online last season. 3-year sanctions have been given to 14 fans, preventing them from going to home and away games, while the other 10 are for 1 year. Arsenal's managing director says the club will continue to take a hardline approach on abuse and discrimination. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.